This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight the fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions come as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. The beginning on Tuesday, schools, colleges will be closed for face-to-face instructions. All non-essential shops and personal care services like hairdressers will be closed, and restaurants can only operate takeout services. People are urged to work from home unless it's impossible to do so and leave home only for essential trips. Well, both President-elect Joe Biden and outgoing President Donald Trump held rallies Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. The outcome of the Senate races will dramatically shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of Biden's four-year term in the White House. Polls show the two Democrats with slight edges in the contest in Georgia, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. The official winners, depending on how close the vote counts are, likely will not be known on election night. And America's capital city, Washington, D.C., mobilizing the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Trump's supporters as Congress votes Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Trump supporters are planning to rally in Washington on Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster Trump's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. A defense official says the National Guard will be used for traffic control and other assistance. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Mexico's president welcomed the rejection by a British judge of the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges and offered him political asylum and protection in Mexico. If the offer from Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador materializes, it could become a sticking point between Mexico and the United States, since U.S. prosecutors have charged Assange with 17 counts of espionage and one count of misuse of computers. Assange, who was released on bail in 2012, took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which was his residence for 7 years until he was expelled and subsequently arrested. Assange has been held in London since April of 2019. A U.S. judge on Monday blocked the Trump administration from sanctioning human rights lawyers for supporting the work of the World's War Crimes Tribunal, the International Criminal Court. Trump had authorized economic and travel sanctions against employees of the Hague-based ICC and anyone supporting its work, including an inquiry into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan between 2003 and 2014. A State Department spokesperson declined to comment. A Biden administration official said, according to two sources, they may consider lifting those sanctions as it evaluates the use of sanctions in foreign policy. Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the massacre of 100 civilians in two villages. The killings happened in the western region of the country where Islamist militants have carried out a series of attacks. The government said an investigation had been launched to find the perpetrators. Witnesses have said that over 100 armed assailants on motorbikes surrounded the villages and started firing indiscriminately on Saturday. And Central African Republic President Fasta Arkanes Touadéri won a second term in office in 5 more years, according to provisional results from the country's Electoral Commission. The vote and its aftermath have sparked violence and the formation of a rebel coalition amid calls from the opposition to delay the vote. The results must now be officially validated by the Constitutional Court, which filed appeals. And a new study says the amount of global warming already baked into the air because of the past carbon pollution is enough to blow past internationally agreed upon climate limits. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.